Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as a matter of fact, this is our what we call our Street Smart Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we have scheduled for tonight Dr. Ian Kernan. Hopefully, Dr. Kernan will call into the show. I know the folks at BBS are going to be on the lookout, so to speak, for that call, because we've got that show planned for all of us here, kind of jazzed about it. But, you know, until we do that, there are a couple things that I want to invite all of us to do. And that is, you know, today's show is how to move beyond the things that are holding us back, how to kind of get beyond them, how to look at our lives, and how to know that we can live the lives we want. And so most of the time, I bring on guests, I do a lot of interviews. What's interesting about today so far for me, and I wonder if it's astrologically in the cards, is that I find myself now with an hour of live show earlier today and this hour where I may not have the guest on that I thought I was going to have on. And so Benny and I had a really interesting conversation about what would we do. And what I decided to do is go old school. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is before we were the Dr. Pat Show, we were this little show called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. As a matter of fact, if you go on Google and you Google the words crust busting and Aguilera for Christina Aguilera, what you'll do is you'll find a whole range of hits that come up, some of them in many, many different languages, because my first show was a show that I did on Voice America. And I didn't wake up one day and say, I wanted to be a radio show host. I wanted to win awards for it. I wanted to reach millions of people. And I wanted to spend 13 hours of my week on live talk radio and another 60 of them kind of looking at how to get ready for that. But my goal was to reach a million people and help them live life full out. As a matter of fact, I shared that with Jack Canfield and about on the back of my card, my business card at the time, I had put a note that said, I want to reach a million people and help them live life full out. Well, why the heck would I do that? Why is that going to be important to anything? And I'll tell you the story behind it. I had just spent about 6 months, and this was, I believe this was almost not directly, but close to finishing my PhD not too long ago, and I had spent about 6 months taking care of a very, very dear friend of mine, someone who had unexpectedly had, you know, something happened to their brain, kind of similar to what you see now with Jill Bolte Taylor's video that's all over the Internet about the stroke that she had in her book, In My Stroke of Insight. But this was a person that had sort of a bleed on the brain, and miraculously, this thing started and stopped, and no one could explain why. But there is a story behind that, and I'm hoping someday she'll come on the air and she'll share the strength of her spirituality and her conviction and how that happened. But for me, I got to sit for several months and be in care of this person. And so in that time, I got to look at my own life. I got to look at all of the things holding me back, everything about my life that I thought that I wanted to be that wasn't happening. You know, what I was thought I was going to do with this, you know, incredible piece of paper that I now had so that people can, you know, sit there and call me Dr. Pat. As a matter of fact, I had a difficult time even saying Dr. Pat, and Benny, my producer, and he's still my producer today, he's the one that started to refer to me as Dr. Pat, and so the listeners. And in fact, the transition we made approximately 2 years ago from the show Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life to the Dr. Pat Show is exactly why the show is reaching as many people as it does. It's because you all have been an integral part in the journey. And so as we contemplated today, as we contemplated what the heck were we going to do with this now air hour of radio that we thought that we would have this incredible guest on, what were we going to do? What we decided to do is what I said. We went old school. So here I am, the host of the show, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Now Dr. Pat Show, and we decided to do something that we hadn't done in a while, and that was to spend an entire hour with you, our loyal listeners, the people that tune us in every week, and open up the phone lines, and open those phone lines up to deal with real issues, real people, and real solutions. That's what we're going to do during this hour. This is a time where you can connect with me directly, and as we're waiting for you to dial that number, which is 877-876-5227, as we're waiting for you to think about what it is in your life that you want to get some help with, I'm going to share this idea, this metaphor that I learned and became known as crust-busting. And what I mean by that, if you go to one of our affiliate websites, which is www.crustbusting.com, you will be able to get a sense of what that's about. But for me, for today, I want to share with you part of what was created, but also part of what that journey was like. So can you imagine your life right now where the only thing that you have in front of your in front of you to do is to care for another person. And you don't really know what that means or how that's going to unfold. But you know that you care so much for this person that you will essentially stop whatever it is you're doing in your life and take care of them. I know you know someone like that. And so I want you to think about this as I talk about this story, about this journey, about the birth of this thing that is called crust busting. This thing that became so internationally popular, people wondered, why didn't you continue to do it? Why did you change the show? And I'll share some of that. Even though we've changed the name of the show, what we didn't do is change the essence of what the show was about. And so, let me take you on this journey with me. Can you think of, and I would love for you to think about this as I continue to talk about what I've learned and why I'm so passionate about reaching millions of people to help them live life full out. Can you think of someone in your life right now that is so dear to you that you would be willing to say, I will help them, I will stand by them regardless of what's going on in my own life? Because if you can imagine that, then you can imagine what this experience was like for me and how it changed my life. And so here I am, and I pretty much consider myself to have gone through some times and some days in my life where I've pretty much stuck. I mean, people have said to me, how did you come up with this term crust, the metaphor, and let me tell you what it is. Crust is anything that you think, feel, or believe that stops you from living life full out. It is a metaphor for all of our beliefs, all of the things that have shown up where you've been drawn to do something in your life, whether it's buying a new puppy or taking on a new job. And for whatever reason, you haven't been able to step forward and do that. And so I came up with this idea that I was tired of being labeled, tired of being judged. You're too this, you're too that, you're too lazy, you procrastinate too much. You know, you're not really cut out for doing what you have gone to school to be. You know, are you ever going to earn enough? I mean, all of the things that may come up, all of the judgments, all of the diagnosis, you're depressed, you're this, you're that. I want to say that none of that is really the truth of who you are, because inside you, there is a bright, shining light. And so the way that I describe this is really simple. The only thing that's really happened is, you know, some of us got a little crusty. Layers and layers and layers of things that we believe that people have told us, that we've told ourselves, limiting thoughts, limiting actions, and limiting future vision has kept us stuck. So today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I did earlier today. I'm going to share a part of my journey, but I'm also going to share some of the basics and the principles of what I call crust busting, what I call moving beyond the crust. And, you know, there's a quote that I have, and I just want to read it. And it's a quote, I think it's Albert Schweitzer once said, that if we cannot fully define the soul, because to define anything is to set the limits of our own minds around it, but we can sense the soul, that something that is higher than our individual self, that is the essence of our self, the soul, is our aspiration for truth, beauty, and the desire to do good. Schweitzer said the soul is a burning desire to breathe in this world of light, never to lose it, and to fulfill being a child of this light. What is burning in your soul right now? That's the question for you. This is what I want to invite you to explore with me tonight. And I have already opened up the phone lines. I want to help you through a journey. I want to help you like we did today earlier on my earlier show. I want to help you move beyond whatever these false beliefs are. But imagine waking up one day and realizing that what was once a radiant light, that thing inside of me, this is my realization, was now layered over with crust, that hard, rough coating that prevented me from the greater good that was trying to emerge. I didn't know it. So much so that I couldn't even see that there was a talent that maybe I had and a way to bring it out in the world. So what happened? What did the universe do for me? Well, here's what the universe did for me. It helped me by presenting me with a wrong telephone number, or a telephone number I transposed, which actually brought me in to Voice America, which was one of the first internet talk radio shows that were launched. And back in 2003, the folks at BBS Radio will tell you, there wasn't much going on in the world of internet talk radio. And why would I get this telephone number? And more importantly, why would I stay on the line? And so this is the story of how you, how me, and how everyone around you can move beyond all of that stuff that holds us back so that we can live the life we want. And so as you get to hear this story, and as I talk about it today, and as I had that time to care for another person, I got this idea. And I was pretty much in a little, let's call it an angry state, When I stood up and I told a group of people that what they were doing was basically letting their crust run their lives. That what this anger was, whatever this was that was happening in the moment, was not the truth of who they were. There was just these layers that we were able to pile on. And so someone asked me, look it, how come you can tell us about this? Who are you? You've pretty much had a successful career. What do you know about limiting beliefs? And I told them this. The bottom line for me is I get to talk about this because I probably was one of the crustiest people I know back in 2002. Here I was stuck on a couch. Now, if you go back even further, most of you have heard the story of, you know, how I actually got to be at the place that I am right now, how I moved to Seattle. But, and you know, if you really want to know this is the deal. I was so heavy. My life felt so heavy that I couldn't get off the couch. My best friend was my remote control. And those of you listening to the show and can relate to this, you get what I'm talking about. But today's show is about this. When you get to the place of saying, as one of my listeners today called in and said, I am done with it. I am done with the poverty in my life. When you get to that place, what you've done is open the door, open this, whether it's this small crack or not, but you have opened the gateway for the abundance of the universe to flow in. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. Here's what I believe in the world that I live in and the clients that I have and the people that I work with. I believe that everything we do to remove these negative and limiting beliefs are all about crust. And I believe that each of us has something inside of us, a purpose, waiting to be activated, a divine energy, and just this incredible unlimited good. I believe that everybody listening to the show has this crust-busting power. If we had a jackhammer, we would play that so you could get a sense of it. The other thing that I know is not you, not me, not the people that run BBS, no one in the world that I know is truly all of the negative beliefs we believe. Every one of us is perfect, whole, and complete. And so there is a universal energy. There are things that we know that help us. And I want to share this. And this is, I want to read this to you because this I'm going to read to you goes back to 1926, before the movie The Secret, before everything you hear about manifestation. Are you ready? Here it is. It's this quote. It is necessary that we remember that we live in two worlds at the same time. The invisible world of cause, where the thoughts and ideas are the creators, and the material world of the effect, where the results are manifestation of our thoughts and ideas come into being. What the heck does that mean? Let me share it. My experience is that my life, my thoughts about my success, my thoughts about my failure, what I believe my limitations were, either served me to hold me back, or by releasing them, helped me to stay on that telephone line when I knew I dialed into a number that I wasn't really wanting to get. But I knew that staying on that line and understanding that maybe this is not a wrong number, maybe there is a reason for me to stay on the line, maybe there is something that I'm thinking that's going to hold me and connect me to this telephone number that's going to help me to reach a million people. And so in that nanosecond when you have the opportunity to make a decision, in that moment of your life when you decide between faith or fear, you will get to stand up and know that the series, the ripple effect that you're creating is a portal, is a way to your greater good. So the bottom line is, I didn't hang up the phone. I stayed on the phone. Had a great conversation with the receptionist. And believe it or not, within 10 minutes, I had signed on to do my first hour of radio on Voice America. And then once I did it, I went and I found out that, by the way, no one is really listening at that time to Internet Talk Radio. But now we have something very different that we believe in, because many of you from all over the world are listening to BBS Radio. And I want to thank you for doing that. And, you know, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. And this is a show that we've been doing on BBS Radio for quite some time, and reaching millions of you and millions on the other 13 hours. But one of the things that I want to ask you about is you contemplate that question of whether or not there's someone in your life that you would pretty much be willing to take care of. There are a couple things that I want to share with you. And I want to share the question and ask you to explore it. What is the truth? What is the truth of who you are? What is the truth of what you're willing to persevere and endure? What do you want in your life? If I were to ask you this question, and please feel free to give us a call and answer this on air, what is it that you truly want in life? If you were to take no longer than 1 second to answer that before, you know, this crusty thinking got kicked in to give you limitations, what would that be? And feel free to join me. And I said, this is a toll-free number. You have the entire hour to call in. If anything I say resonates with you, if you want help getting unstuck, I'm here to help you. 877-876-5227. That's the number today. I'm going to help you both with what I know, and I'm going to help you with intuitively what I'm sensing your guides want you to hear. And so we're going to do this today because I love it when the unexpected shows up. And so for me, the unexpected is showing up to share with you part of my journey, but part of what's possible. And so the question is, what do you truly desire in your life? What do you know about your world? What is it that you want to believe? And so let me just share this story with you. And I'm going to exchange some names in this. Let's just refer to this person as Krusty. So here's someone that emailed me a long time ago, and this is what he shared. He said, "Dear Dr. Pat, the psychiatrist had diagnosed me as having crustosis." I'm like, crustosis? What's that? and didn't exactly know what that meant. All he knew was that he was filled with fear and was unable to leave his couch. He'd been lying on his couch in the darkness for 15 days. His family spoke in low voices because, he could not tolerate any noise or disturbance. So imagine being so out of sorts that you're so exhausted to the point of being nauseous. But his mind was filled with images of destruction. It was too much to bear. He couldn't stop the scenario. And so, when we look at this and he shared with me, his fears were intensified. What was happening? What's happening to me? But on that day, he was able to realize that his life was no longer what he wanted it to be. He made a decision to come out of this isolation. And so he gradually became awakened. And so, part of what we talk about is being awakened, to move from that state of immobility. And immobility is a conversation I love to have. It shows up everywhere. It shows up at work when we are not able to step forward and make decisions that we need to make every day. It shows up in our lives when we stay in jobs that no longer serve us. And so I want to share a couple things with you. One of the things I've learned is that when you have an awakening, kind of like my buddy Krusty did, that the question that comes up is, do you really want it? Do you really want to have a better life? Have you ever asked yourself the question, is this all there is? Do you feel like there's this vague sense of something more, something greater, something further, something to sort through, maybe even mystical, maybe an inner sense of things? And, do you disregard all of that? Do you believe that you're powerless? Are you still unhappy and stuck? And so when I went online, I Googled the word stuck, and I think there were millions of ways you can look at stuck. Here are some of the things I found. There were people that were stuck behind a desk. There were people that were stuck in traffic. There were people that were stuck in bad relationships. I don't know about you, but I've been there. And then there were people that were simply being stuck. And so part of what today's show is about, if we did nothing but focus on helping everyone out there listening get unstuck, that would be a major accomplishment. And I want to invite you to join me on the show today. There are two things I learned about being awake. One is awareness, and the second is intention. We have to be aware that there's something going on that's not happening for us. So these days, when I'm feeling out of sorts, when I'm pretty much feeling grumpy, when I'm feeling like I've gotten up on the wrong side of the bed, I now know that there's something going on that I need to face and move beyond to get to the next level of my life. I need to remind myself of the infinite possibilities. Now, awareness is this sense. It's a realization that something other than ourselves is being in operation. This is pretty key. This is kind of the fun. This is where we get to realize we have choices. And so if you believe and have paid attention to some of the recent information on the law of attraction, then one of the things you might believe is that our thoughts shape our lives. Now we actually have science that is demonstrating the power of this. And so you can never tell what your thoughts will do in bringing you hate or love. For thoughts are things, and what I mean about that, thoughts are things. And their eerie wings are swifter than the carrier doves. They follow the law of the universe. Each thing must create its kind. And they speed over to track you back where whatever went on in your mind. And that's from Ella Wheeler Wilcox. And so what is going on in your mind? What belief systems are stopping you from what you want? Let me ask you a different question. Do you have everything in life that you want? Do you have everything in life so that you can help others have what they want in life? If you don't, then let me jump out and say that perhaps you're stuck somewhere. And so what I've gotten to do with this whole crust busting thing is I've gotten to have some fun with it and help people getting stuck. I've helped people launch million-dollar ideas. I've been able to watch and be part of their journey and see what happens when we live in the world of unlimited possibilities. And so that's why I do the Dr. Pat Show. The Dr. Pat Show for me is being able to have incredible conversations with people that have been pretty stuck in parts of their lives. They've been pretty limited. And we may not know this. I mean, now we see people, they have hit television shows and they're best-selling authors. And they get to speak and tour the world. And you wonder, well, how did that happen? Was that just who they are? Were they kind of born with that? You know, I got to interview Dr. Farah Gray today, best-selling author. He was a millionaire at age 14. And I got to have a conversation with him, and we talked about the, you know, this idea that there are basically some lies, L-I-E-S, some things we tell ourselves that are not true. And, you know, and I was listening to him in the conversations we had today, and I want to share a couple of those with you. You know, Dr. Farah Gray, as I said, he was the best-selling author of the book Realionaire, but also the book Get Real, Get Rich, Conquering the Seven Lies Blocking You from Success. And I love the word lies. I just happen to call it crust. And so he asked a couple of interesting questions. Why aren't you in the job you love? Why are you still living paycheck to paycheck? What is holding you back from prosperity? And so if those questions are questions that resonate with you, I want to make sure you know you can give me a call, and I'm going to help you get unstuck right here on Live Talk Radio, 877-876-5227. But here's what we talked about today, and I just want to take one of these just to kind of give you an idea. You can certainly go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com, and listen to this whole show, listen to the archives. But one of the things we talked about was this idea of lie number one, the born lucky lie. I have to be born with connections or a special talent to be rich. So do you all understand what I'm saying? How many times have we told ourselves, I have to be born with connections or a special talent to be rich? Here's the truth. Luck is showing up. You can't win if you don't play. Luck is putting yourself in the game. You can't move beyond that lottery mentality if you're not in the game. And so here's what we did today. Here is what we call the Dr. Pat Challenge. And this is a challenge. If there is something that you have had on your list to do, whether it's take action to explore new job opportunities or connect with someone so that you can build the relationship of your life, whatever that is. If there is something on your list or something that you've thought about that you're not doing, the challenge I want to put in front of you right now is to take action. And so take action when? Within a 24-hour period, what I want to ask you to do is to take action. So if you thought, I would love to go on a vacation, and you stopped to say, I don't have the money, I'll never have the money, I don't know where I want to go, then what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get on the Internet, and one of the things you're going to want to do is you want to do some vacation surfing. And so, you know, this is, you know, great. All of this is part of how we get unstuck, how we live life full out. And so Dr. Gray and I talked about this today, and, you know, it took us to something else which was important in my family and growing up and what I'm learning about even to this day, and that is lie number two, the lies that we tell ourselves, the work hard lie. And this is one, I don't know how many of you out there can relate to, but I remember working 70 hours one day and going to my boss and asking my boss, why didn't I get that raise? I'm working 70 hours. And my boss said to me, that's not how we evaluate this. And they basically said, you know, we want you to work smarter, not harder. And I thought, I don't get it. I thought that I learned that I had to work hard and be willing to make sacrifices to be rich, to exceed, to excel. The truth is, work less, make more. Find your area of excellence. And this is where, you know, we look at how we take our lives to the next level. How do we get out of the gate? That's our theme. One of the other lies we talked about was very interesting, and Dr. Farah Gray calls it the Google and Gates lie, that I have to be super smart and invent something the world relies on to be rich. Now, this is a man, by the way, that I was talking with today that, you know, the way that he got out of the gate at age 14 was by painting rocks and going door to door in his neighborhood and selling them. He was a millionaire by age 14, by the way. And so if you have this going on right now, I have to be super smart and invent something that the world relies on to be rich. This is what he says. This is the truth. Intelligence, wit, and inventiveness will only get you so far. Big things are born from satisfying small niches. And so is there an area, is there a talent, is there something, is there a place where you are right now in your life that you have not explored because you have fear, you have doubt, you have something holding you back? I was at the Go Green Expo this weekend, and it was in New York City. And we had launched Dr. Pat's challenge that was so wonderful. And and we launched it in December around the holidays, and it was Dr. Pat's Green Holiday Challenge. When we launched that, we had 12 million page views in the first month. And so it led me on this journey to explore what my green consciousness was about. Last weekend, I had an opportunity to be in front of thousands and thousands and thousands of people and also to talk about the many shades of green. And I got to be part of something that I originally thought, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to take that message out in the world, and I'm not following my own principles. And so here we are in our lives, and we're looking at, you know, something that we can do to create the abundance and the prosperity in my life. And so I love being able to reach people. I love being able to help people. I'm very excited right now about a group that we're going to work with, and I'm so excited about it. I want to share this with you now. One of the things that I have found that's on the minds of millions and millions of people right now is the very thought that as we grow older and we move into you know, our more seasoned years, that we may in fact lose our memory. I mean, this is such on the minds of people that they are thinking to themselves, what am I going to do? How is this going to unfold for me? Are there things that I can do now? And so I was thrilled to find an organization that had created an online course that every one of us can take. And I'm serious about it. Every one of us can take it. And by the time we're done, they guarantee results, not just results that you'll memorize a few things, but they will guarantee that you will be able to memorize entire books. I was so thrilled to find this group of people that we're going to be doing a series of interviews with them. And we've arranged that anyone that mentions the Dr. Pat Show will be able to get $75 off of their online course fee, which is already low. And so here we are addressing an issue that is facing humanity right now, and there may be a solution. Because I know for me, going back to school when I did, I thought I was clearly losing my memory. Why was it that I couldn't stay sharp and remember the things I needed to remember? Well, we're going to be working with the Phenomenal Memory Group. And as a matter of fact, I might as well give you the website right now so that you could check it out. It's pmemory.net. P as in Pat, memory.net. And, you know, be on the lookout. And if you decide to call them, tell them that you heard me reference this, and hopefully that you can get started. But part of this is knowing that there are solutions in life. There are actions that we can take. There are things that we can do. The question is, what are the lies that you're telling yourself? How are you misrepresenting yourself in this world? How are you misrepresenting yourself to yourself? And this is what I'm passionate about. This is the thing that I look forward to doing every day, reaching incredible people and helping each and every one of the folks that I get to connect with take an action that's going to help them live life full out. And so today, when we did today's show, kind of like right now, you know, we were able to talk about some of the negative beliefs, right? How many of you have had this go on? Does your mind work and say, I'm no good at writing or public speaking or math or fundraising or cooking? Have you ever had, you know, this thought in one way or another? No one likes me because I'm too shy, too wimpy, unattractive, clumsy, stupid, pretty smart or outspoken. For me, when I was younger, I stuttered. I mean, you'd never know it now, but every once in a while, I'll catch myself. And so I would never talk. I would never speak. And so when you're in the classroom and they're asking you a question, look, if you're stuttering, you're not going to raise your hand unless the consequences are so great that you actually do it. And I have to tell you, imagine me sitting here talking now pretty much for an hour nonstop and being able to do that. How did that happen? And so we're looking at the kinds of things that get out of our mind. We also go to this place of what we really hate. Notice how interesting it is that we can identify the things we hate, but can't identify the things that we really want. And so how many of the things that you say, wow, I really hate what? I really hate being late. I really hate when other people are late. I hate cooking. We use that word over and over and over again. We hear it in the pop culture. And so all of this is part of what we tell ourselves. One of the things that I hear a lot because I work with small groups is I don't like working in small groups for fear that I will have to share my feelings or sing something and do this. And so how many times do we tell ourselves we hate doing things but aren't willing to stop and say, I love the idea that I can have whatever it is I want in my life. I want to say this to you, and I believe this. I believe that all crusty beliefs seem to be connected in one way or another to our deepest thoughts or feelings about being not good enough, meaning incompetent, being not good enough, meaning unlovable, being unwanted or different, being defective, imperfect or bad, powerless, being in danger and not safe, or simply being the old, I don't know, or wrong. When you put these together and you start to break down your thoughts, the questions are, how many of those thoughts are holding you back? Can you think of any? And which ones are you willing to get rid of? How many times in our lives do we think about our thoughts, emotions, and actions? I actually call this tea time, thoughts, emotions, and actives, and actions. And, you know, to look at some of these at being at the tip of, so to speak, the iceberg. And so when we look at our views, when we look at our attention, when we look at our lives, the question is, are we willing to say enough is enough? Are we done with standing up to what our fear would have us do, to what we're limiting in our actions? When is enough enough? I want to give you an invitation to say that take the Dr. Pat Challenge today. Look at your list of things that you want to do in life, and that list has some criteria. Cannot hurt yourself, cannot hurt another person, and cannot hurt the planet. And so the list of the things that you want to do need to be set into motion to help yourself, the planet, and other people. And generally, that's what this is about. And so when you change your thinking around these and you get moving in the right direction, are you willing to take the challenge? And the question is, are you willing to take an action today, right now, in this moment, that is going to be able to help you start to create a ripple effect so that you'll take the next action? And so within the next 24 hours, are you ready to do something you've not done before, but know that there is something on your list of things you want to do, and for whatever reason, you haven't done it? That's what I'm asking you and inviting you to do. I want to give you an exercise as well. And I love this exercise because I teach it in the classes that I teach. Is the first thing that you can do is get yourself a Post-it pad. And that Post-it pad is going to be your friend. Every time you have a thought about a limiting belief, about I'm too this, I'm too that, that's stopping you, write it on that Post-it note and throw it away. That's the first part of what I've learned in my experience around moving beyond my limiting beliefs. And so as we look at our lives, as we think that there are things that maybe we want and we don't have, you know, as we look at all of this, what I want to ask you to think about right now is how you can live the best life possible. And I'm here to tell you that if you have a desire, if you have a dream, it will happen. When I was 23 years old, I was in an entry-level job in a Fortune 100 company, and I was delivering mail. And I turned to my best friend, who is still my best friend to this day, and I said to her, I said, you know, Linda, I'm going to get a PhD. I was 23 years old. I don't have anyone in my family that had ever graduated high school. Both of my parents at that time hadn't finished sixth grade. And so I turned to my best friend and I said, I'm going to get a PhD. Without question, without reaction, without anything of that nature, she turned to me and she said, yes, you will. I'll never forget that to this day. And why was it that I wanted a PhD? And I'm going to share this story with you. I had been delivering mail to the research arm of the telephone company. And my job was to deliver mail to the basic research organization. These are folks that I love delivering mail to. And so I got to chat with people that actually were able to measure the sounds of frogs. I actually got to deliver mail to the two guys that discovered the Big Bang Theory. And I actually got to deliver mail and got to hang around people that ultimately taught me how to play table tennis. And so as I delivered this mail, at the end of most people's names was this thing called PhD. And so I put one and one together, which equal two. Okay, these folks have a really good time in their lives. They also have this thing called PhD. Therefore, if I get this thing called PhD, I'm going to have a great time in my life. And so I never really thought about it after I said that to my best friend, Linda. Although there was something that kept gnawing at me. And was this the voice of spirit? Was this the voice of my angel guides? Was this a message, even at this very young age, for me to do something more with my life? And since I took the journey that I did, and actually I really moved up in that corporate ladder to a pretty high position and, you know, had to leave that position because, you know, my value system was questioned. And so what is it about the universe that aligns for us to help us, to point us in the direction of making decisions about our lives that we wouldn't make had things not been rearranged? And so the universe helped me do this, helped me leave a job that I wasn't happy in, helped me make the decision to go back to school, helped me decide that I was going to go out and get this PhD, and then rearrange my life to put me in a position so that that very dear person that I cared for, that caring experience enabled me to look at my life and reevaluate what was I going to do with this thing now that I had called a PhD. And what I came to in this journey, and I want to thank you for taking this journey with me, what I came to as Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, but even before that, what I came to realize, my mission and my vision right now is the same as it's always been, the same as it was At that time, when I put on the back of my card, I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. That's my mission to this day. My dream and my vision is to reach millions of people to help them live life full out. And someone asked me, why is it you want to do that? And my answer was, because I can. Because I know that there is a message that we can provide to people that may be stuck, that may be judging themselves, that have enormous talent. Those are the folks like you listening to the show today. This message is for you. If you're listening to the show, you are the person I'm talking to. Because the message that I'm leaving you with today is that you can move beyond obstacles. You can move beyond being a young child and thinking that you would stutter for the rest of your life. You can move beyond the fact that no one in your family has an education and get that education. You can move beyond the job that you thought would be the only job that you could do, paying you $61 a week, and work your way through it. I know you can do this. I believe in you. That's why I do this show. I want to invite you to join me as I reinvent myself every day to reach those people that perhaps by accident are going to tune into this show to let you know that I'm committed to continuing doing what I'm doing and doing it in a bigger way. I'm committed to bringing you leaders in the field of human potential, folks that are just like you and me. I had an interview with Jack Canfield that many of you will hear in a short period of time on this channel right here. And Jack, who is not doing radio, and when I had said to the folks on my team, you know, I have not had a conversation with Jack since he did the movie The Secret. I'd love to do that. And everyone around me said, Jack's not doing radio. And I said, you know, why don't we give it a try and send him an email and just let him know that his old friend, Dr. Pat, would love to have a conversation with him. Sometimes you have to move beyond what you think is the truth. And as I said earlier, you've got to get in the game. And so think about the game of life that you want to get in. Think about how you want to play this game. And ask yourself the question, am I taking a step and moving closer towards that? Now, it may have taken me a few years to go out and get that PhD. And it may have taken me even longer to figure out that the universe was realigning my life so that I can do that. And eventually, you get to be right dead in front of the decisions of your life. Are you going to say yes so that you move forward? Or are you going to say no? Actually, more importantly, are you going to say nothing at all, which is actually worse than saying no? And so what I want to invite you to do is take the challenge. And this is my challenge for you, anyone that listens to this show, on any day, any time. But if you're listening to it, here's what I want to invite you to do. In order for me to get in any game, and let's say with getting my PhD, I actually had to decide to go to school. I actually had to figure it out. And so get online. Get in touch with your passion. Think about this question. What is it in your life that makes you smile? And keep that smile throughout this process, because the challenge that I'm asking you to participate in is within the next 24 hours of your life that you take one action. I don't care what it is. Remove the judgment. There's no big and there's no small to action. Action is simply action. Take one action that's going to take you a step closer to you living the life you desire. I know it works. And if you have any problems whatsoever with that, please check out the show that I did today with Dr. Farah Gray. And know that you are truly an inspiration, not only to yourself, but to the people around you. And it's time for you to believe that you can do the things that you desire to do. And so for me, I get to hang out with you every day. You can find out the many, many hours of live radio that I do if you go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. There are over 1,500 archives. We are in iTunes under The Dr. Pat Show. Please help yourself download these archives because we don't have any membership thing that goes on. However, if you sign up for the newsletter, you will get an advanced copy of the week's lineup, some of the special offers, some of the free giveaways. Actually, we have a gift a day program, so we give something away every day on the air. And so you will be able to tap into that and share that with other people. Because beyond all of the words and beyond everything I've said today, there is one thing that I want to remind you of. I want to remind you that you are truly magnificent and that you have everything within your grasp to be successful and to do the things that you want to do. So today for me, what in radio world would seem like one of the greatest hurdles and obstacles to overcome when you have guests that you've lined up and for whatever reason they're unable to make it, what's the message that you're going to take out there? And so here's what I'm saying to you. Move beyond the obstacles and know that you've got something within you that is wanting to come out and take action. Our theme this year is Get Out of the Gate in 2008. And we started to share that theme on the 13 hours of live radio I do. One of our listeners, as a matter of fact, made up pins and mugs on Getting Out of the Gate in 2008. And so her action was to take her creativity and she blended that with our theme to then help other people be reminded that each of us can get out of the gate. And so take the Dr. Pat Challenge. 24 hours from now, the time that you've heard this show, 24 hours from now, one action. It's what I call our Just One campaign. Just one action. Go ahead and do that. Whatever that is, take one action. If you want to go on vacation and you have whatever blocks, get on the internet and find the place you want to go. If you want to have a conversation with someone you haven't talked with in 5 years, pick up the phone. Give them a call. If you want to pamper yourself and you've thought, I don't have the time to do that, stop it and do it now. Pampering is good, whatever that looks like. If you want to pay it forward and invite someone else to the challenge, pay it forward and do it because your words of inspiration are eternal. And I want to take a minute to thank everybody out there for tuning into the Dr. Pat Show and for helping us reach the millions of people that we do reach, for going to our website, for telling other folks about who we are and what we do, and all of our affiliates, all of the different shows that broadcast the Dr. Pat Show, like this one, BBS Radio, KKNW, Voice America, Healthy Life, WBNW in Boston, Cape Cod affiliate, WWPR in Tampa, ZFM on the entire continent in Australia, all of the affiliates that they have, all of you that have told your friends, all of your friends that have told others. It's how we are going to change this world one listener at a time. And so thank you for joining me tonight in what is somewhat unexpected, a show that I haven't done, and a message that I wanted to share with you. And be on the lookout for my upcoming interview with Jack Canfield as he shares what his journey was like before the movie The Secret, before creating the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And imagine being Jack, and I think he was rejected by something like 144 publishers, and I think two or three agents fired him before that one publisher decided to publish Chicken Soup for the Soul. And boy, isn't it about saying yes. So thank you. Visit the Dr. Pat website, and I look forward to chatting with you again next weekend. Remember, bust through and live life full out. Until next week, make sure you stand with your head up high and you take each step forward of each day with total love for who you are and bust through the crust. We'll see you next week right here on BBSRadio.com.